The Princeton Tiger women's team moved one step closer to the coveted number one seed in Ivy League tournament commencing in 2 weeks with a very convincing 68-42 win over Dartmouth this afternoon at Jadwin Gymnasium. Sky Belker was player of the game as the only freshman to start every game this year for Carla Berube, and she may be the only player Carla's coached here to start every game as a freshman. Tigers will wrap up their Ivy League season next week with a home game against the University of Pennsylvania. We're going to listen in on the women's press conference with Carla Berube, player of the game Sky Belker, and the Ivy League defensive player of the year Ellie Mitchell.
We'll start with questions for student athletes, and then we'll save questions at the end for coach. So,
Ellie, how eager was the group just to get back on the floor this weekend and put the previous weekend behind you?
Yeah, very much. I mean, you know, it was a little bit of a wake up call. You know, obviously the end result was a bummer, but we know there was like a lot that we could improve on, and you know, hopefully there's a lot left for us in March. So. We're excited to know, watch film, get back on the court, and try and make a statement game with Harvard and then Dartmouth, you know, one at a time. So, feeling good.
What about for you? This is one of your last games at Jadwin. What kind of goes through your mind as you're going through this?
Yeah, obviously I try not to think about it because it's very sad. You know, basketball and Princeton basketball especially has been my world for, you know, a very long time.
Sure.
But I think it just makes it more special, really trying to make the most of it, you know, play with that much more excitement and just kind of help remind the younger ones that, you know, they have a lot of years left, but, you know, me, Caitlin, and Chetty, this is going to be the end for us, so makes it, you know, a little more personal, but still a lot more fun.
Yeah, Ellie, what do you tell and the other seniors tell the rest of the team this time of year with everything that's coming? It's going to come, like, you've experienced it before, so you know how quick that comes, and you're right in the Ivy Madness, and then like you just said, your last season. So what is the message you all try to tell the younger kids?
Yeah, I think a big thing is that we can't get complacent. You know, we saw with Columbia, we have to keep working. Anything can happen, obviously, with the tournament and hopefully later in March. So we got to keep showing up. Everyone's going to give us their best game. So at the end of the day, like, we got to do the same. We got to keep fighting. You know, just take it one game at a time.
Did you think you had a 4-for-4 game in you this morning when you woke up?
No, I did not.
3-for-3.
3-for-3. It's 4-for-4, Sky.
Oh, right.
Close enough.
looking more for your shot? I mean, has it come down the stretch here?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, always trying to. I know I've been saying that for a while, but, you know, it's always the mindset. Sometimes I kind of forget, if you will, but, you know, my teammates and my coaches have a lot of confidence in me. They're reminding me to shoot the ball, which is always helpful, so I think also at this point in the season, you know, teams are sagging off sometimes and they know us. So, like, I get some of those openings, so I have to be ready to shoot them. So,
Sky, what have you learned about being a Princeton basketball player from the upperclassmen?
One huge thing is definitely the defense. I think oftentimes when you become the main scorer or leader of a team, you kind of slack off on defense, but none of these three leaders here at Chet, Caitlin, and Ellie, they're always focused on defense, talking and learning about all the little nuances on defense as well.
Yeah, for Sky, focusing on the offensive side of the ball, you and the freshman combined for, I think it was 27 points today. Where do you feel like you guys as a group have developed most in the second half of the season?
I'd say attention to detail. I think coming in, you're just trying to get through practice, and then now we're at the point where we can focus on communicating and knowing about kind of how we're going to play our defense, where to be now with spacing on the defense, and trying to pay attention to all of that to get us those open looks.
Ellie, do you, as players, look at the metrics and where our ranking is, or are you just solely focused on trying to win the Ivy League title?
I think solely just focused on the Ivy League, you know, a ranking at the end of the day, it's just a label, you know how talented we are. It's obviously great to have that kind of recognition, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we want to win a ring at the end of the regular season, and then we want to win the tournament, you know, make it to March. So, you know, it's kind of arbitrary in a sense.
Scott, what are your thoughts heading into Ivy Bandis? I mean, what have they been telling you about that?
I'm excited. We're nearing the end home stretch, and so it's time to take another step and gear up again and make sure we're playing like every game is our last, because it could be.
I don't want it to be, though.
It won't be.
Any more questions for student athletes? All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Have you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, my cheese stick. Thanks, guys.
Don't leave that behind.
I need this.
Carla, you had no doubt the response you were going to get this weekend from them, didn't you? Especially, you know, obviously, I think the more trickier game was the one on Friday, but did you like the response you got from them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these back-to-backs are challenging, and when you're getting, you know, prepared for two teams. I thought we took care of business like we needed to. Got the big win last night, and, you know, they got up this morning, got into shoot around, and we're really focused on how we wanted to, the challenge of playing Dartmouth and how we needed to defend them and what we wanted to work on offensively, because Dartmouth and Harvard are very different. But they came in ready to work this morning. So it was great. It was a great weekend.
Sky has started, I believe, every game, very close to every game, if not every game, as a freshman.
Yeah.
Have you had in your career here any other freshman that impacted your program as much as she has?
Maddie was a big, you know, had a big impact. She didn't, you know, start as many games as Sky has, but I think she was a big contributor last year. It's hard. Caitlin was really a freshman, but she was a sophomore because she actually didn't play, right? So that was like her first year, and she certainly made a big splash her first year here. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, a testament to Skye's hard work and attention to details, and she's very serious about her craft and Princeton basketball and being a great teammate. And so, really proud of, her freshman year and staying pretty steady and consistent. And, you know, not every game is she scoring, you know, 10 points, but she's guarding usually our opponent's best player. And she's, she's just been really, really important for us.
You had a chance today to go very deep on your bench for long period that nobody really filled up a great stat line, but you got contributions from a lot of people. What does that tell you about your depth looking ahead beyond this year?
Really excited about our future. I thought some players off the bench gave us some really great minutes. Fadima came in and just lit up the stat sheet, right? 9 points, 7 rebounds in 11 minutes. The future is bright. I'm excited. These players, they're not getting as much, game time because we have such a big team, right? We have 16 players that can play. They're working hard every single day in practice and developing and getting better. And just looking forward to the future, but focused on the present and, you know, this season.
What about what Ellie's bringing, both in terms of her intensity and leadership?
Yeah.
As she comes down the stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, she's been awesome. She's been a great leader, captain. She shows them the way you have to play, right? Mm-hmm. And when you play that hard and that, you know, that intensity and aggressiveness, you can impact a game in a lot of different ways. I don't know if hyperextending your elbow is a good idea. I think she dives too much, but I don't know. Maybe it really helped her shot out today that she, she actually told me this morning when her elbow was a little banged up. She's like, I don't think I'm going to shoot today. And then the one day she actually took some outside shots was today. So I don't know. reverse psychology maybe. She's just a great teammate, and I think just shows the underclassmen, here's how we play Princeton basketball.
What about the third quarter? I thought the second quarter was a little sluggish, and then you really got back on the groove there in the third quarter tonight.
Yeah, just picked up the defensive intensity and then really moved the ball offensively. And, you know, when you're playing against a zone, you're trying to find those openings and those gaps. And we finally hitting the high post and swinging it and, you know, getting, you know, Maddie some good looks. And, you know, finding Chet underneath. And, I thought Caitlin was distributing the ball really, really well and finding the open players. And that third quarter was great. Our second and fourth weren't fantastic defensively, but pretty good, you know, offensive output in all four quarters.
Carla, Kyle asked this of the players, but do you, this time of year, track the net ranking or any other metrics like that? Is it something you assign to one of your staff, or what is your philosophy?
No, I check the net ranking every day just to see where we're at, I think it's a really important, piece of this postseason. And, if Columbia and Princeton are both, tied for first place, it goes to the net ranking. And so, it's something I look at and see where we're at. And, we've got a pretty good net ranking, and that's, because we had a really challenging non-conference schedule and that the conference has done well. And so, I check that, once a day, and that's it. But it doesn't really affect anything that we're doing in the
right. It only changes once a day.
Yeah, right. So I check it in the morning, and that's it. And then check it the next day. But that doesn't, right, it has no bearing on what we're doing in our day to day.
Sure. Yeah. And one more for me. Have you, since you got here to Princeton, there was a foundation established at this program before you took over. But have you seen the visual representation of the growth of this program, the interest in women's basketball writ large, with the way the fans consistently show up? And I'm sure they're going to show up for the senior night next week.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I hope that we're putting a good product on the court that people enjoy watching. That's really important to us. That we've got young fans excited about women's basketball, boys and girls, and. Princeton's such a great community, and if they can come out and watch our team, watch the men's team or any of our athletic teams, these are some amazing student athletes. So, I hope it keeps growing. Yes, I've seen the growth over these 4 years that I've been coaching, and it's fun. It makes the experience for our student athletes even better when it's such a great crowd and they're into it, and you know, they're screaming 10-year-olds, like my son said he was doing last night with his friends. He said that he turned the third quarter around for us because that's when they started screaming at the top of our lungs. So, it's really fun. It's fun to hear from, community members, and this was our alumni weekend too. We have a lot of our players back, and players from the 70s and early 80s here that are here to pay tribute to Jackie Jackson who passed away last year. And so a lot of her teammates are here, and they talk about how much they watch our team on ESPN+, and anytime they can get to Jadwin, they just love watching us play. And so that's a huge part of what makes this program so special, is just the alumni and that they are still, this is still a piece of their life. I want that for my players. I want them 40 years from now, coming back because they had such an amazing experience. There's such a great legacy here. But I kind of ran with that question. but it's fun. I love the crowds. It's been amazing.
Thanks.
Yep.
Moving back to one more question about the game today.
Yeah.
And on the note of depth, the offense was just really balanced attack, even before kind of the bench took the center stage in the second half. I think nobody scored more than 5 points in the first half. What do you attribute that balance to? What really shown today that led to such a balanced attack?
I mean, we're just looking for the open player, whoever it is. I don't think we have just one or two scorers. Everybody is capable. And when you're playing against a zone, you keep trying to find the next open player. And I thought everybody was aggressive. We took a lot of threes in the first half, and there were some wide open ones that we just weren't hitting. And I thought we did a better job of hitting the high post and hitting the low post in the second half. But we have all capable scorers, and everybody's got the green light in their range. And it's nice to have a lot of different options.
Do you feel like getting back on track this weekend puts you in a good spot as you head into the rest of March here?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, next weekend is a really, really big game against a Penn team that's been playing really, really well lately. We had a tough game with them at the Palestra. And so that is the focus. We're not thinking about Ivy Madness right now. It is Penn. It is our senior day. And, you know, we want to end our season in Jadwin on a great note and send off our seniors in the best way we can.
All right.
Thanks, Carl. All
right. Yep. Thanks, Hess. Yep.
That's going to wrap it up here for the Tiger women's game this afternoon. Visibly relieved, Carla Berube was very delighted with the way she got production up and down the bench, which certainly bodes well for the future here. And she's now looking forward to next week's game against Penn. Thanks very much. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.